The Titanic was sunk on purpose to eliminate opposition to the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank.
There's too many coincidences.
Right.
Part of the New World Order, dude.
Titanic tourism, though.
I'm more concerned about that, for sure. Me too. Than a couple of gays.
It's hard to know when you're ever really ready. And we're without a producer, so we might be a little bit scrambled.
We're going to be scrambled as hell, dude. CJ's usually the one that keeps us in check.
I know. I made that joke about we were going to be like the Titanic sinking, dude. But do you know that was a reference to a very important news thing happening right now?
Really? What's going on?
Yeah, there's like a submarine tourism thing where they go down in a submarine and they go into the Titanic.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And would you do that? They're lost.
Wait, the tourist thing is lost?
Yeah, there's four people and one pilot.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Nobody can find them? No GPS? Nothing?
No, they went radio silent like a couple hours in. So they've been
missing. How long has this been going on?
It's been 2 days now.
No way.
Yeah, and there's only three days of food and oxygen. Oh. So they have like 1 day left.
Oh my God. Can't they just surface?
They don't know where they are.
Well, I know, but the pilot and the submarine's like working properly and everything.
Who knows?
Jeez.
Probably not, or else it probably would just surface. True, right?
Yeah, that'd be so dumb. Yeah, we're lost. We're just going to continue going in this direction.
You wanted the real Titanic experience.
Damn, dude. Four people and a pilot? Yeah,
guess how much it costs to do that for one person?
$7,000. Is that low?
You knew about this, didn't you?
No.
Guess again. Three guesses.
I got three guesses. $15,000. Really? Yeah. No way, dude. $35,000.
$250,000.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
So you're a queer, aren't you?
Yeah, that pilot's a queer for sure, dude.
Gay.
Damn, dude. $250,000.
I know, that's crazy, right?
To possibly lose your life.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you would never paying that amount of money being like, we're gonna maybe die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like you feel like
I think it's cheaper to go to
like a security.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? You're like, I'll be fine. It's $250,000.
Yeah, these guys got it buttoned up. They got it down to a T. Like, they've done this for years.
Yeah. No. Or they wouldn't charge it. It's like a luxury. Yeah, right. Yeah. It feels like one of those cheap, like, you're like going in the shark cages and the wires. Right. Like, that's like, it's $20. And you're like, okay, it's probably going to be a little sketchy. Yes.
What's a cage made out of?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Like, they barely speak English.
That's crazy, dude. Bro, that's scary as fuck.
I know.
God, one more, knowing you have one more day of oxygen left.
It is funny, though, too, because, like,
you think maybe China got them down, dude?
China took them down. There's a big conspiracy about this.
Really?
Yeah, because the people that were into the submarine.
Couple of Russians, dude? Mm-hmm. Couple of Russians out there?
Kitty diddlers. No, I don't know. But what was I going to say?
Are they holding the major software, dude, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe they're holding something down.
Carrying, yeah.
Yeah, they could be. But what a way to go out. What a way to go out.
I guess that's way cooler than just like dying and doing a regular thing.
I guess. But that's what I was going to say. It's like, it's crazy as, I'm surprised you didn't see it on the news, but it's been all over the news. And it's like, this is four rich people that are like, might die. So like everybody's covering it.
Yeah.
Like I've seen like every major news. It was like, think about how many people died even like, you know, in Chicago on Juneteenth. A lot. A lot of brothers. A lot of cyclists
out there, huh?
A lot of cyclists.
Jeez Louise, yeah.
It's too bad.
Oh, that's scary, man. Knowing that you're going to die. You have 1 day left of oxygen. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would do that.
You wouldn't do it?
No, even if I was rich and wealthy and had the money to.
Being in a submarine would be sick.
I'd rather go sailing. Let's stay on top of the water.
Would you not go in a submarine to the Titanic, or just you wouldn't go in a submarine?
I'd go in a submarine, but not to the Titanic.
Damn. Pretty crazy.
I'd just go like 100 meters below the water and then just like, all right, pop me back up, dude.
Yeah, get me out of here.
It's got to be claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah.
You got to feel like you're, you know.
You're an underwater astronaut.
Dude, yeah. The water's giving you a big hug, dude. That's what it feels like, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting that H2O fucking caress.
You see what these sicko liberals are making us do?
That video was those so sicko funny, liberals, dude. They're doing all kinds of weird
stuff. Yeah, they're making us do all these weird things, dude, like gay marriage and all that.
They're getting bored.
They're getting bored as hell.
Well,
what's up, Nick?
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are, dude?
¿Quién crees que eres?
I forgot, dude. I don't know. That is a long time.
We're not producers anymore, dude.
Queer faggot!
CJ was going hard with those.
I know. He really did.
It's that fag talk we talked about.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Who Do You Think You Are podcast. Last week was our birthday, and we're on to another birthday. our friend CJ stopped smoking weed, and he's like, I have a clear head, so I'm not doing this podcast anymore.
Yeah,
that's basically what he told us.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, yeah, what am I doing with my life, dude? He's pretty soon he's going to want to have that Kurt Cobain POV, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying? No.
All right, folks, and I'm Pedro. And that's the kind of content we're bringing today, dude. Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and follow him at CJ Talks Funny.
Yeah.
It'll make him feel...
For your daily jokes, whenever he wants.
Yeah. When you're manic daily means a strange stretch of things. You don't sleep for days, so when it's been 4 days, that's one day.
Right. Do you think he had that message sent for, like, auto-send,
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And maybe,
It didn't send out.
Maybe he's been dead for 4 days.
Man, maybe we should 5150 him.
What does that mean?
It's when you call the police and you tell them to go check on somebody because you're afraid of their mental.
Oh, so like a health check?
Yeah, so it's a little mental health check. But it's like with cops, so it's not really going to help. Like imagine the schizo guy like him.
They're probably bust down the door and some other little kid walked into his apartment. Yeah, sure. They're going to be like, get your hands up, you fucking filthy animal.
That is true. Every Tuesday is when they have court for kid cases.
Yeah, Tuesday.
So that actually Tuesday makes,
kid court. That's what they call it.
Can't have all the pedophiles in the room. No.
They scatter them out.
Yeah, so maybe that is what he's doing. That's interesting.
Yeah.
He did send us one video.
He did.
I don't want to install it right now, dude. I'm doing a podcast.
Just reboot it, dude. Just install it.
RFK, dude. This is our weekly update. He was on Rogan.
Oh, was he?
And
we have a lot of good things to say?
It's insane. Let me see. People need to hear this guy.
Outstanding points, dude.
Really good.
Jeez, I pretty much agree with everything he says.
He's not wrong about the vaccines and Fauci and everything.
Yeah, Fauci, so especially Fauci.
It's hard to listen to, but I think America will get through it. Because that brings us to our next president, dude. I guess there's a little scandal going on right now.
No way. Joey B?
Him and Eva Longoria.
Oh, but Longoria, dude. Oh, Dios mío. You know what I mean, dude?
So what do you think about this? Is our creepy or nah of the week.
Creepy or nah?
Little handshake.
Ooh. Look at that gentle caress of the side boob for Joey B.
She's like, woo!
She's got to play it off. She's a great actress.
Oh, true.
What do you think they were talking about, dude?
Who knows, dude?
Like, Eva, you're so much out of the show.
He did do his little side thumb.
Yeah, he did do the little side thumb, dude. Mm. Damn. Look at that.
He's the man.
Hold on, but she's grabbing on him, too, dude. She's grabbing on him, too, by the shoulders and shit.
You know, I don't give CJ enough credit for producing this, because it's a black screen, dude. What's going on?
What's going on, dude? There it is. Hold on. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Okay, she does have a very
got a firm grip on his shoulder, dude. That might have got him a little excited. Yeah, he's like, ooh.
A little shock.
Jill never touches me like that.
Even one of these little fucking Hollywood shrills, dude.
Bad queer fucking
shaking hands with Joe Biden, dude. Fuck that guy, man. Fuck anybody that's still being like, yeah, Joe Biden. You know what I mean?
Or anybody. Even like the people that were like, yeah, Trump 2020. Yeah, it's any of them. It's the same shit.
Let's stop that.
Let's cut it out.
Let's cut the bullshit.
Let's get silly again. Make America silly again, dude. That's what I've said.
That's true.
That's what I've always said.
Hey, your wife's in here.
Hey, wife.
So this is what he's doing?
Yeah, this is what I ditched you for.
Just have six Modelos. I have a chelada sandia again.
Cheers, duh.
Cheers.
Cheers, dog.
Cheers. Yeah. So, yeah, that Titanic conversation really died. I was really hoping that was going to carry us.
Well, I mean, we can continue talking about
it. Let's talk about it. Do you know about the Titanic conspiracies back in the Disney?
Wasn't it that they were carrying some type of software or...
Software?
I don't know.
Did they blow up the Twin Towers? It's all connected.
The juice. Sorry, YouTube. Bleep that one out.
Hey, I'm here with Tio Pedro and Diego. Say hello.
Que tranza, vatos.
Say something.
What's up?
Make it sexy.
Make it sexy? Yeah. To my dad? No, dude. What are you talking about?
Well, Tio is your uncle.
Yeah, Tio Pedro. That's my dad. That's his uncle.
Oh. Yeah, you guys are Eskimo brothers?
Yeah. I gotta go see the meat smuggler after this.
Oh, yeah, what are you gonna do?
We're probably just gonna go over to the Airbnb he's staying at.
Ooh, where is it at?
I think it's like on Thomas and 44th Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
check them out.
I think Arcadia area.
Ooh, that's a nice little area to say.
Nice little area, dude. Mm. Yeah, but he's in town, the meat smuggler and his family and a whole other family, dude. So. Bad queer bugger! Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I can't help myself.
You got free range on those buttons.
I really do. Yeah. And they're all offensive.
So you're a queer, aren't you?
Why are we like this, dude?
I don't know. It's addicting to say the wrong thing.
But what is the conspiracies about the Titanic?
Dude? I don't know. I think there is like a bunch of rich people that like, I mean, obviously, because it was like one of the grandest ships of all time, yeah. Right? So there's all these super mega rich people that I think they were trying to vote no or against something that was happening. So supposedly there's some theory behind that. Cause like, but who knows, man?
Yeah.
There probably is.
It was unsinkable, dude.
Isn't everything like... it's not even that it's a conspiracy. Just like the government's up to some shady business. And that's just facts.
Yeah.
We don't need CJ here to tell us that.
It wilds me out how there's some people out there that have full trust in the government. You know?
Yeah.
That don't question what the government's up to. Or find an excuse to justify like the government's actions.
Right.
Because, I mean, dude... There's too many coincidences.
Right.
There's too many situations where we've been, you know.
Duped.
Yeah.
And like, called out for
like,
it.
Like, oh, too slow, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Psych.
Well, then 20, 25 years later or something like that, it comes out that, like, the government did, you know,
oh, yeah,
kill MLK.
Right, the classified
or want to bomb Miami or all these things. Yeah. Like, okay, well, sorry, time has passed.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was anymore. The statute of limitations?
Yeah.
So they can't get in trouble anymore, dude.
Can't. Even if they're trying to bomb their own country.
Shady man. Governments, dude. Shady governments.
What are we going to do about that, man?
But just to go back to the Titanic, dude.
Yes.
There was plenty of room on that door for Jack.
Yes.
That bitch could have scoot over.
Scoot, scoot.
And Rose didn't, dude. Scoot, she was like, yeah, this isn't going to work out.
I went to a thing in Vegas, one of the like Titanic museums, where they have like it's the biggest like display of all the Titanic shit that they've saved and salvaged. Pretty yeah. soon, these submarine people are going to be at that exam. Just corpses.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. It's pretty weird, though, because like, you see what the rooms were set up like, because they have
oh, really?
All the artifacts from the rooms.
Oh, nice.
It's they have like one of the biggest sides of the ship that's like in like you... It's weird. So you go through like upstairs, you go through like you see all the artifacts that they found, plates, thing, you know, rooms, like actual legit room setup, how they looked. And then you go downstairs, and they make it start getting, like, dark and cold and, like, windy.
Oh, so they
make it, like, the atmosphere like you were in the Titanic. And, yeah, you go and kind of, like, stare at that boat, and it's just, like, it's, like, pretty heavy.
I bet.
It's pretty weird, yeah. It's
how many people died?
Weird. I don't know. How many people did die?
I don't know. Should we look it up?
Okay.
Take a wild guess, dude. How many people were on the Titanic? How many people were on the Titanic?
I thought died.
Well, look up how many people on it first. 2,200 people, passengers.
That's actually not that many.
It's really not.
It's like
but
a
I mean,
small 9/11.
It's like a small Philippine islands or something. How many people died now, dude?
Well, wouldn't it be all of them?
No?
Yeah,
what
I
do you mean?
That, I guess
some right. of them survived, dude. Oh, dude. That's 3/4.
Well, about 700 survived. Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
A lot of people died, dude. Who's behind that? Who placed that iceberg there?
The Jews. The Jews control the weather.
You can't say that anymore, dude.
I can't?
No.
Why not? Sinking of the Titanic. Bad guys, dude. All right, fill the air. Let me try to look, see if I can find something interesting, dude. Deliberately.
But, I mean, it makes sense, dude, that... Because what else did they do that with?
So
Malaysian airplane.
This is what I said. The Titanic was sunk on purpose to eliminate opposition to the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. Some of the wealthiest men in the world were aboard the Titanic.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So they were opposed to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and I think it was like gonna. They were gonna make it so the Federal Reserve wouldn't exist, right?
Exactly. That's. I mean, I would sink that ship immediately if I was in power.
Yeah, because I trust my government fully, and I want a Federal Reserve.
I like the Federal Reserve. I like to know that our money has no gold standard anymore. That makes sense.
Part of the New World Order, dude. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's... yeah. I mean, that's... Every conspiracy gets me, though, to be honest with you. I'm always like, yeah, that's probably true.
I love entertaining it.
Me too.
I love entertaining even if it comes to a point where I'm like, okay, this isn't, you know, probable anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still entertaining to...
But they did a shitty job. Only that many people died, and they were planning on sinking it to, like, end the Federal Reserve. You know what I mean? Like, 700 people survived. So it's really just, like, the workers that died.
Yeah, just the crew that died. Yeah. Because they did get all the women and children out.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, 3 or 4 rich people died.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. It's like the Malaysian aircraft.
That's also crazy.
Because wasn't it that the Malaysian aircraft had, like, they were... like some high
weird batteries,
Chinese officials or something like that, that were carrying information back to China or something like that.
Yeah. And supposedly when they found pieces of the plane, they had like a weird, what's like the moss that grows on like moss, I guess, but in water,
algae.
So the algae that they found, it was impossible that it would have grown that quickly on them.
Oh,
so they think like, yeah, they think it was like a clone, and they just like set out pieces, or they like had it like...
Oh, they like framed it up?
Yeah.
They framed it up.
There's a lot of weird conspiracies on that one. Very, yeah, very strange.
Yo, you know, let's go back to one of the original conspiracies, dude. What happened to Amelia Earhart?
What happened?
She didn't make it across the ocean, dude. Why do you think they shot her down, dude?
Do you think they did?
Probably. Because they're just like, we can't have women thinking they're the shit. They can fly across.
That's so gay.
Yeah, that's super gay. Why would we want women to know that they can fly planes?
So I don't really know too much about her. So tell me, give me a elevator pitch on Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart, dude? Yeah. She was a woman pilot.
Bad, queer, bugger.
She was a woman pilot, dude. Okay. Lady pilot, they call her.
Ooh.
Which we all know her.
Yeah.
False. She was it the Atlantic she was trying to fly over? It was one of the,
I don't know.
It's one of the,
so she was trying to fly over.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be the first woman to do so.
Yeah.
So men have done this, had already done it.
I don't know if men had done it beforehand, to be honest. But, yeah, she didn't make it. She got lost. Some say Bermuda Triangle. Others say, you know, she just ran out of gas and crash landed. Nobody found her plane.
Mm.
The trajectory of the plane, nobody was able to track or anything. That's what I mean. It's still kind of sketchy too. Poor Amelia, dude.
Rest in peace,
R.I.P. Amelia Earhart. Yeah,
she's one of the good ones.
Yeah, too bad.
Imagine what she'd be doing now.
Dead.
Flying around. Would she?
Probably. Yeah, she would probably develop breast cancer or something.
It's crazy how long ago they were flying.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Oh, you think so?
No. You think so?
Da Vinci. I mean, Da Vinci had some blueprints, dude, about some flying machines.
That's true. Then they, and so did Nikola.
Oh, Nikola Tesla, dude.
Yeah. The CIA took all of his papers.
Yeah. Well, they say that he's got a time machine, or he invented a time machine, and then the CIA confiscated all of his papers.
Yep.
And they created the time machine.
The CIA, good guys.
Good guys, the CIA.
I trust them fully. With my wife and my child. They're doing experiments on them right now. As we speak.
As we speak, yeah.
They're doing trials with shampoo.
Every Tuesday. Yeah, that's why she's never here.
Yeah, that's how I get money.
That's great.
I'm like, you're going to bring money to Dale's one way or the other. You know what I mean?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they're just doing weird. That's a pretty, like, the people that do, like, those, like, are so desperate for money, like, they try just, like, different medicines and vaccines.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, anything. Like, I can see, like, a group study or something that you get things. Paid, like, $50-$75 or something. Yeah. But the people that get into, like, the medicines or, like, just shoot me up with this, you know, untested fucking vaccine. That's wild.
They really don't care. But I mean,
that's full commitment to the government right there.
But it's also just eating anything in America that's not sold in other countries. You're literally just doing that same test.
That's true, yeah.
That we know where it ends, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's insane when you really start boiling down how many things are in America that aren't in other countries. Like preservatives and all of our foods, dude. And like,
yeah,
I guess there's some like frozen foods that are like have like 2,000 chemicals, over 2,000 that are banned in other countries. We don't ban them here.
That's insane, dude.
I know.
Because the FDA said, you know, oh, a percentage of this isn't going to kill you.
Isn't bad. And then it raises every year, like mercury with like tuna. They raise that every year. They're like, oh, this is an acceptable amount of mercury. Yeah, it's like living in Chernobyl. They're like, it's a decent amount of radiation. It's fine.
That is wild, dude. Yeah, they just move it according to what they're trying to sell or push. Well,
what is that? Like, this is all we got.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
How do you remove mercury from the fish?
Chernobyl is crazy, too, just because they were trying to hide that story so much when it first broke out.
Yeah,
like they were trying to contain it.
Well, the dangers of it.
Yeah, and then the only way they didn't contain it is because like literally countries around them started seeing this black pillowing smoke, and they're like, "What's going on?
Yeah,
what are we doing? Peeping?
Looking at that lady walking, dude.
What do you think?
What the hell, lady?
Yeah, get out of here, dude. We're doing a podcast.
Doesn't she know? It's kind of cool. You can peep at people, dude.
Oh yeah.
Do you be a peeping Tom? You think? Watch a whole family eat dinner or something, dude.
No.
That'd be fun.
No, but I think we're all naturally voyeurs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you walk around apartments, and it's not like I'm, especially like at night, you know, I'm kind of like a moth to flames. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of see a light and like kind of look.
Yeah, it's hard not to peep in, dude.
Peep,
so
peep,
I guess we're all peeping Toms, dude.
In a way, but I don't, it's like the first second, that's fine. 2 seconds, then you're being a creep.
I say three or four.
Being a creep. Okay.
So be like 1, 2, and then you look away, obviously.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like Japan, like raising the age of consent from 13 to 16. Like they just learned that. They just changed that, you know? So it's like, what made him be like, oh, okay, this is wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
Some government official did something wrong. And he's like,
that's crazy. It was 13.
Yeah.
The age of consent.
What's the age of consent here?
I'm pretty sure it's legal, isn't it? I don't dwell in those waters, brother. I wouldn't know the answer.
I don't know, brother.
Let's look it up on your iPad.
Age of 18 would have to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be.
It's only 18.
Yeah, she showed me an ID. No, it might be 16, dude. Let's look it up, dude.
Okay.
Let's look this shit up, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. What happened? Oh, that's terrible in my ears. Well, if it dies, it dies. Age of consent in Arizona. What do you think?
In Arizona?
Yeah. Isn't that what we're talking about?
I guess.
15? 12? 13? 18 years old.
18,
yeah, dude. Faggot. I knew it, dude.
Queer faggot!
Faggot!
There's that fag talk we talked about.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves, folks.
Sometimes we can't.
Let's watch this last little video that we got here, dude.
Let me open this beer.
Woo. It's 18, you dorks. Yeah, I know, Rachel. It's a goof.
She's still watching? Here, bud.
I'm failing.
You trying to put the volume down?
Yeah. Oh, God. Takes two to produce. See, we give CJ a really hard time.
CJ a hard time, dude, and he does this
all. He does deserve it,
though. One hand, I think.
Well, he does a lot of things with one hand.
That's true.
Okay.
What is this?
See, I just don't think there's any sound when we do this, but let's see what happens, dude. Looks like some guy's throwing something out there.
Wait. Let's see if we can get some sound on that.
I guess since we're not on Instagram anymore. Whoops. Oh, no. Yeah, now we are. That's a pretty cool feature.
No, we don't get no sound, boy.
Oh, I know. I wonder if they're yelling at each other. Yeah.
Nope. So homie's throwing rocks? What is he? He's throwing rocks at a house? He's in a pink unbuttoned down shirt, dude.
Looks like he's wallowing away drunk.
You think so?
Looks like it.
Homie in blue looks like he voted for Trump twice.
Oh, they all voted for Trump.
This looks like Florida.
That guy's in the Aryan Brotherhood. I see you, brother.
Those are nice double wides, though, dude. Look at him.
Watch out.
Damn.
Oh, he's just throwing rocks and shit at windows.
Anything he can get,
everything,
huh?
Yeah. Dang.
This one, he's busting windows, dude. Somebody with a golf cart. Damn, somebody completely ran him over with
sick.
A golf cart.
That's
was
crazy.
Dumb. Is he under the cart? He's under the cart. Nice, homie.
And that guy's a good 200 pounds on top of the golf cart, too.
Oh, so dude, that's like an easy 305, bro. What are you talking about?
Smolian right
200
there, dude.
Pounds, dude. You gave him a lot of slack there.
Hey, 300, you think?
I said 305.
Dang.
That was crazy, dude. Hey, that's a good. Cops should do that instead of just trying to shoot people.
Just run him over?
Yeah, just de-escalate the situation.
Well,
dude,
they tried doing that George Floyd and saw that worked
out.
So.
That's your favorite button, dude.
I know, because I
say you're a queer, aren't you?
I didn't write him down like CJ. You know
what
I mean?
So true.
I know that's my go-to.
Yeah. At least we're not the ones saying it now.
Yeah.
Now it's a drop.
And at least you know the age of consent now.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Mark our words now.
Mark
we'll
our
never
words.
Make the same mistake twice.
Although I wouldn't call it a mistake, but, you know.
A magical moment with Modelo.
Modelo's out doing Bud Light now, dude.
Yeah, are they?
That's the beer that took over.
Modelo time.
Modelo time. That's the beer that's skyrocketing on the sales charts.
So Bud Light's still losing money?
I think it lost a lot, dude. I think it lost a lot. The ammo or the camo can didn't produce like they wanted.
They probably couldn't find it in the aisle.
Yeah, you're a dad now.
Yeah, I am a dad now.
That's lovely, dude.
It is lovely. It's pretty strange.
How was your Father's Day?
It's good. It's all right.
All right?
Yeah. I had to work in the morning, so that's pretty good.
Oh, that's lame. I thought you were going to call out.
No, I can't, dude. I'm going on vacation soon, so.
True.
Need every dollar I can get.
I know. How long are you going?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, homie?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Pretty much 2 weeks. It's pretty much 2 weeks.
On mushrooms, it's 2 weeks. I just take mushrooms to slow down my
dude, on mushrooms, vacation. That's 3 months, dude.
3 months on vacation.
5 days?
Man, I haven't been to the beach in like 10 years.
That's crazy. Me neither.
It's going to be wild. Like, whoa, playa.
Sand between the toes, dude. Ooh, nothing like
sand
it,
with
dude.
A sandia.
Oh, sand with a chelada sandia.
Oh my god, brought to you by Modelo.
Sponsored by
and brought to you.
True. I think that means the same thing.
Rachel.
No, but just picking sand out of your butt cheeks, dude. Mm, that's lovely.
Out of my dog's buttholes.
Oh, yeah, you're taking the pooches, dude.
My daughter's butthole picking sand out of there. That'll be fun. No, it's a bonding moment.
Yeah, just roll her in the sand. You know what you should do? Do like a cover her in sand to the neck.
That's probably good for her.
I mean, if you want to go swimming for a while, she'll still be there.
She can't get anywhere.
That's just put a little umbrella over her head.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Dude, container.
I hated the beach when I was a kid.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. The sand freaked me out. So like I would literally cry. I'd just like stand on a towel and my dad or
you
mom
were depressed
would like bring
since birth.
Me water. I was, dude. And you know, we talk about this a lot because like having a kid's hard, obviously.
Yeah.
And me and my sister are like 15 months apart. So literally like when my older sister was 6 months, my mom was pregnant with me. And then... So, like, imagine just being pregnant again with a six-month-year-old. And then my dad traveled every week. So he's gone 3 to 5 days a week.
Just your mama, dude.
Just my mom. And, you know, she's, like, 26, 27, too. So, I mean, like, damn, dude. I get, like, I just give her so much more credit now. But that's the thing. Like, that's probably why, like, I am, like, high-strung in some ways.
Yeah. Because
she, I obviously, like, when I was in her vessel, like, it was probably fucking stressful.
For sure.
So when it came out and I was, like, a cowlick baby, like, and I'm, like, screaming and crying. Yeah. Like, it's probably
why. Oh, you were a cowlick, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Oh. A good, she like, hated you. She almost thought about putting you in the oven.
I don't blame her.
I guarantee
her.
That.
If I had a cowlick baby, I would murder it. I swear to God. Mark my words. I cannot even imagine.
Dude, that's got to be the worst.
Oh.
Just constant tummy issues.
Yeah, just for hours.
Not being able to sleep. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of sometimes, I mean, I'm saying this from the male perspective, but I'm sure it's a lot more, you know, immediate with the female's POV.
Yeah.
Of having like a colic baby because obviously, like, generally the woman is around way more than the papa.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, I mean.
So it's the mom's fault.
It's the mom's fault.
It's the mom's fault.
It's the mom's fault. It's women's fault. If you take anything away from this podcast it's the mom's fault.
Yeah. No, murderers, but I mean, the mom's fault.
That's
pedophiles are also because of the mom. The mom's made people pedophiles. The mom's in
your mom. Yeah, dude. You don't think sucking on your mama's titty made you a pedophile? Yeah,
exactly. That's why I don't let my daughter anywhere near my Kenzie's titty.
They're all for me.
I can't even look at it.
You're taking all the breast milk.
That shit's for me, dude. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
A little weird sweetness to it.
There is a unique sweetness. I wouldn't call it
unique.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like
it's
that.
A little unique sweetness.
Unique sweetness.
And those punch bags, dude.
What's the, you've tasted cum.
Yes.
So they both have a unique sweetness to them now.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that's a unique sweetness too, dude. But I'm talking breast milk is way more, you know, sweet.
You're queer, aren't you?
So you're queer, aren't you?
It is more sweet, but it also.
Oh, so you tasted cum too?
I have not.
Then why did you say it is more sweet? I was comparing cum and.
I'm asking. I'm interviewing you.
You've tasted cum.
I actually
dude.
Swear to God, I've never tasted cum
never?
Before. Never tasted cum.
Damn, dude. You got to explore, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking
but also
Tom Sawyer, dude, and get out there in the wilderness, bro. Yeah,
it's my N-word. but the batch is also different from what you're eating and drinking. Well,
the batch varies, yeah.
And I'm sure breast milk's the same way. Or
and it's not like I'm like constantly like eating cum, dude. You
look like a cum gobbler.
I tried it once, dude.
Just once? One and done?
Just one and done, dude.
Wow.
I just wanted to know what it tasted like.
I never have to do this again. Yeah. You're nasty, Rachel. You're peeping Tom.
Yeah, dude, you
Your
boyer.
Husband likes to lick his cummer once in a while. He wants to know what you got in store. It's kind of nice. It's romantic, it's, honestly.
I'm romanticizing That's you.
Very
right
romantic. on to bigger and better things. Bitter and bitter things. The Titanic.
What a shame. Dude, that's crazy. The submarine.
We should see if they got saved. Let's see.
Oh, in the submarine?
Yeah.
Dude, but like. I'm not like a claustrophobic person, but in a submarine, knowing that I'm under tons of pressure by the sea.
Oh, you're scared of the sea?
I'm not scared of it. I'm just saying, I don't think I would.
So they have 40 hours of breathable air left.
Oh, no, dude. I hope they make it.
I wonder where they are. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Well, they got to be by around be like, the Titanic, right?
I know, right? It's if like, that's how where they get that lost?
Yeah. That's something fishy, dude.
That is fishy. That's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. I wonder if it was yellow, dude.
I don't get it.
They live in a yellow submarine.
Come on. My daughter actually just wore her yellow submarine Beatles.
Nice, today. Dude.
And yes. It's adorable. It's my favorite thing she has.
Yeah. That was a good song.
I'm like, name three songs, you dumbass.
To your wife or your daughter?
My daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She can't.
I know. It's like when chicks wear like those vintage shirts, vintage like rock band. I was like, give me three songs. Yeah, give me a song from them.
It's also a douchey thing to do, but.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I got a couple of those shirts. I have like an AC/DC one. That's about
AC/DC
it.
AC/DC sucks.
I know. It does suck.
So bad.
I don't wear it.
Yeah.
When do you see me wearing it?
I'm glad you don't wear it.
Yeah. I wear this shirt, dude. Take me out to the ball game, dude.
Oh, yeah. Take me out to the balls game. Let me taste your cum.
Give me a ball taste, dude.
Yeah. How was your Father's Day?
Oh, dude, it was glorious, man. It was nice. I woke up. The wife and daughter made me breakfast.
Ooh.
Chorizo burritos. I got dressed. Drove over to my parents. We went golfing. We had a 10:15 tee time, which is lovely on a Sunday. And had a couple of beers out there. Ooh. Did all right. My cousins.
I'm glad to hear you're cutting back.
My cousins, they're related, and we always do a match, like a match style round. And it's my dad and I versus them two. What's going on, dude?
Noki's tweaking, dude.
Holy shit, he's in the corner.
What are you doing, bro?
It's like he saw a ghost. He's so white, he saw a ghost, dude. Like,
where did that little girl go? He's obsessed with her, honestly.
Is he really?
He follows her everywhere. When she's if she's taking a nap, he's sleeping right under her. Like, yeah. Follows her every time she's getting changed.
He's protective, dude. He's a protective little pup, dude.
The other one doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, the other one's a retard.
Yeah, like it's, literally has Down syndrome.
It literally. Looks like, yeah, literally. It looks like it, dude.
Yeah.
Got an underbite and everything.
Well, it's like the dog is the owner.
Oh, true, huh? That's what they say. Yeah. That's true, dude.
Yeah, that is true. Go on. Then, so you played golf 10:15. You did a match. Sorry.
Yeah. We did a match, and they ended up beating us by a couple strokes, dude. But so it's been like the sixth or seventh match that we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we've won two. They've won two. Three now, and then like, so it was like there was pressure on it, you know, and that, I mean, that's fun because like you go up to like hit your ball and you're like your heart's beating a little bit faster than you know, just a regular it puts competition into it, and it's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. But did that, then we went back to my dad's house or my parents' house, and we had some carne asada.
Ooh, just like at your birthday party.
Oh yeah, the
fucking piece of shit. I'll never forgive you for that.
That's the only way I knew I would get you there.
You
dude.
Tricked a white person. Oh, we're having carne asada for my birthday. Yeah. I come there and there's cold cheeseburgers.
Cold cheeseburgers. You came late. That's on you. So
cold cheeseburgers, hot beer.
That's a startup.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to do. It contrarian.
But I knew I just had to lure you in with some
cotton
false news, homie.
Yeah, we're both very upset about that.
It honestly like saved us probably like 200 or 250.
Didn't save me anything.
Well,
so some carne asada. Saved you from eating. How was it?
Yeah, it was bomb. Yeah. I literally, dude, I had 8 tacos and 2 quesadillas.
Ooh,
and we used, you know, the big corn or like flour tortillas. Nice. So I mean, it's a lot of food, dude. I was hungry though. Flour. I was mad I hungry,
had,
dude. I
had for my first time. Actually, it's been a couple of weeks. He's been bringing this. It's like, what's it called? Like pesto? It's something with like the insides, and it's like the way that they. Like the tripe and all, like just all that stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like piss. It starts something like piss. Pisto. I don't know, dude. I forget it every single time because I'm like, it's so good.
It's not ringing a bell, dude.
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing of like a carniceria I've had. And I think it's like some kind of like stomach tripe like
mixture.
Mm. Yeah, just.
I mean, I believe it, dude. Fat. We don't let any of that go to waste. Oh,
it's so good.
Like ojos y sesos, like brains. Cowhead.
Yeah, I don't love the texture of that, but it is good. Cabeza is good, but like some of like the weird, like very gummy parts, I'm just kind
of
like.
Some people do cabeza, which is just like the meat off of the face and the cheeks. And then some people do the cabeza brains. With the brains and eyes.
Yeah.
So that's probably the texture that you don't like.
Yeah, that one's a little weird.
Oh, dude, that's the best hungover food.
The brains and eyes?
Cabeza, ojos y sesos, yeah.
Fish eyes are pretty good. Remember fish eye before?
I've had a fish eye, dude.
Boys? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of fish eyes in my days. You,
you're an explorer, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but we did carne asada, dude. It was bomb. My cousin was like, dude, you fucking need to stop eating. I was like, I can't. Oh, I literally could have eaten more, dude. Because yeah, I was so like,
I know. I'm like that ravenous. White guy that's always just eating all the Mexican food.
Oh,
like,
dude, it was down, so. Dude. And then like my uncle made the guac. Like he didn't mush it up. It was like the cubes. Mm. And I love that.
Really?
I like that better than the mushroom.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah, I hate when it's like cubey.
But it was spicy.
That's good.
It was spicy. It had a good spice, and it was like the perfect amount of lemon. And then my cousin made the salsa, which was also spicy. Whoa. So it was just like, you know how you eat like hot stuff, and you just have to like keep eating it?
Yeah, or else it's
spicy. Yeah. So, yeah, I had like 8 tacos, 2 quesadillas.
Damn, CJ would be so mad right now.
Why?
Because we're talking about food. CJ hates when we do this.
I know. What the hell?
He gets so mad.
He'd be like, there's things happening in politics that you should be aware of.
Know the age of consent. Yeah. You'll get some real trouble.
Whatever, dude. He's fucking luring little kids into his apartment. Remember That's a couple true. Weeks ago?
Yeah, he said it was an accident. Fucking,
yeah.
Accident.
You're going to believe that?
He was an accident. Waiting to happen, dude. I miss you.
I hope you're doing all right, CJ.
I hope so, too.
We love you here in the studio, and honestly, we do not give him enough credit.
We don't.
Because we've been we're both trying to do this.
Yeah, we're both doing it.
And we're just like, God, what the hell?
It's hard to keep it
afloat
when you're trying to...
Bad queer bugger!
That's the only button you're going to hit today.
That's so gay.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. But and then that night, Father's Day night, we went to Concert at the Park. It was a packed day, dude. I was tired as shit.
Oh, yeah. Then you have to work on Monday.
And then I had to work on Monday. Like it was a real father. Like a real papa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what Yacht Rock is?
No, what is it?
I have no idea. It was just that kind of band or kind of music that was playing. But they were playing like some classic rock, like, Brandy, you're a fine girl, what a good wife you would be. You know, like that type of...
The age of consent, it's 16. Lost on the ocean, on the ocean. There's no rules, gonna take you down to work.
International waters, dude.
International waters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was... Yeah, they were all dressed up in gay little sailor outfits, dude.
Damn. What would you do with a drunken sailor?
Probably have sex with them.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You'd have to, right? Have to, yeah. It's like once in a lifetime type exactly. of thing. It's like you meet a drunk sailor and be like, oh, you know, this is your thing, but I'm down. You
Imagine
know?
How drunk they actually were out at sea.
Oh.
Freaking rubbing alcohol. Basically, there's like no food. There's no water. Like, they had to be, like, blacked out, dude. Like, dude. Crazy. Just all these dudes, testosterone, oh, no women.
Yeah, they can't even notice the difference because the boat's, like, kind of constantly swaying, isn't
also
it?
Also true. You know, true. Like, yeah.
Have you ever been drunk on a boat?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it weird?
It's pretty strange, yeah.
Yeah?
Have you ever been?
I guess I've been drunk on a houseboat. It was just, like, it was docked, but it was just, you know, you still get some wakes.
Okay.
But it wasn't anything like out at sea.
Right, right.
And I've been out at sea, you know, on a boat, just never drinking.
I got lost out in like a port because the propeller fell off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like an ex-girlfriend's dad's like project or whatever, was restoring a boat. Didn't do a great job.
got you stuck so out there.
It was like, it was weird because it was fun during the day. We're chilling or whatever, drinking some Pacifico. And then
let's take the boat out.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's not moving anymore. And we realized the propeller
had fallen off.
Yeah. Flung off.
Jeez Louise. That's like not tightening your tires. Good enough. And your tire just fucking.
I've been painting it this whole time.
Damn, dude. And then, yeah, so how'd you get back?
So it just started getting like, it started getting dark.
You didn't have a light
like,
or anything?
No. And then
well,
like,
he didn't restore it properly.
Yeah. That started getting pretty choppy too. And then there's somebody ended up like just roping and then just like slowly like yeah, taking us up, back
yeah.
out.
Yeah. They tugged you in, dude.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's kind of scary.
It was
pretty
scary.
You're like the submarine guys.
Kind of, like a poorer version. Yeah. We're the poor version of the Titanic
poor
guys.
Poorer version of the Titanic guys. Oh, man, that's wild.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have loved that, though. I just stayed out there fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh. Somebody will come by.
They'll get there eventually.
You got enough beer in the cooler. You got a couple of cheese sticks or something.
16-year-old.
Partner?
Yeah. No. What?
What?
What are you talking about?
You on the boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, 18, 19, okay. Probably.
Why'd you say 16-year-old?
Because there was a 16-year-old on a boat.
God damn it, dude. You're luring them off of boats, dude.
It was their boat. They brought me there.
That's the catch of the day, huh, dude?
That was the catch of the day. 16-year-old,
a fresh 16-year-old, dude. Get out of
Some
town.
Some would say that God tore off that propeller.
Ooh. God placed her there. I thought you were going to say, like, you sick bastard.
That's nasty, dude.
That is gross.
Well, Pedro, you got to get out of here.
What time is it?
6 o'clock.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I got 15.
Oh, okay.
If you want to keep going, I mean, we could end here.
We
could rewatch the video of that dude getting ran over by the fucking cart, dude.
Let's watch that one more time.
Would you do that? Would you do
that? Run over in a cart?
Yeah, if he was like causing havoc or something like that and be like, I got this fucking.
Dude, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
Please elaborate. Homies just fucking throwing rocks. What do you think he's mad at, dude?
Dude, though who cast the first stone? It's the oldest fucking
the oldest trick in the book, dude. You think crazy. He found out his wife was cheating on him with the guy in blue?
For that, you're free range, dude. I think you're allowed to do whatever you want.
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
That's why if your wife cheats on you and you murder them, it's a lesser sentence.
True.
Everybody knows it's fucked.
Everybody knows that, yeah, from the judge.
From the judge.
Judge Judy, I think, said that.
This one's the insane.
That's
he really gets
or
his
no,
house.
The second throw, because yeah. The first one he missed. The second throw is where. Boom! Whoa. Dude, right into those fucking sunroof. Homie comes in like a fucking yellow street cone,
I'm
dude.
Actually surprised that the golf cart runs him over like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think it would level him that way.
You've never. That's your first golf cart running people over video you've
no, I mean,
ever
I've seen
seen
some, but for some reason, I don't think they'd all do that.
Well, like, then he like strategically hit the brakes right on top of him, dude. That guy knew what he was doing. It's not his first time running somebody
he's
over.
He's hit a couple
dude.
People.
Yeah.
He's hit him. Like, if you see his face, he's like, yeah, I got him again. Yeah. It's like, he cannot
keep. It's third time this month.
He cannot keep doing yeah. this.
He gets drunk and fucking thinks he's in Vietnam again.
Damn. The guy's wearing the Birks.
Oh, he's got some good Birks.
Goddamn Birkins, dog.
They look a little too small, though, if you look at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, those are old.
Look, this is hugging that heel, dude.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. His feet are hurting.
His feet are barking. Wasn't that funny, dude? Don't laugh at
That's
that.
Crazy. I think I'd be able to run somebody over in a golf cart. There's some videos, though, dude, that, like, they're playing golf, and out of nowhere, for no absolute reason, they hit the guy, like, you know.
Teeing up
or, like, yeah. Getting ready to hit, and they just smack him so hard. And I was like, dude, I would genuinely be fucking so mad at whoever hit me.
Once, like, when you got your consciousness back.
True, I guess, yeah. But, I mean, I'd be fucking furious. Like, dude, what the fuck? We we don't fuck around like that, you know?
10:15, it's Father's Day.
Yeah, why are you running me over in the car? There's also another video, dude, that I saw where the guy lays down in front of the golf cart, and he places his feet on the hood. I guess you would call it. And then they start going, And then the other person is like kind of on top of them with like 1 foot on. It's like a surfboard, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
They're surfing on a human. And they're pouring like a beer in his mouth. Like those videos, I was like, dude, I kind of want to reenact that. That'd be fucking kind of silly.
It's like I've seen that same video of people getting hit by a tree in their head or some shit.
True, right? You like you're smacking Hereditary. A rock. I never saw that movie.
Oh, well, the little girl gets her head decapitated.
Oh.
I saw like some video on WorldStar a while ago about like some girl is trying to do like. I think she's doing like an OnlyFans or something like that. She's like, so she's trying to like take her shirt off and like she's like sticking her head out and she just gets fully decapitated.
Oh, from the car?
Yeah.
Are they in a car?
Yeah, and she gets like hit by like a fucking telephone. She died. Yeah, she died.
Damn, dude.
Decapped. That's good content.
Decapitat, dude.
Decapitat.
That's her handle, dude. Damn, yeah, dude.
Not a good way to go out. It's always funny when you see the people that are like drunk or enraged and they like grab onto somebody's car and the car just takes off. They're like, oh shit, and they're just like totally lose control.
Shit, yeah,
have you ever like done that, like rode on the side of cars before when people are driving? And once they start going, you're like,
I'm gonna let
it's
go.
Fast. Yeah, like it feels fast. Like,
well, I mean, I was always on a skateboard holding on to the like the wheel,
I do, like,
well,
the
or
side of the car sometimes too. Like hold on to the.
Oh no, I've never done that.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I did so much dumb shit when I was a kid. It's insane.
I know, I think we all did, dude.
Like I needed Facebook and Instagram and shit.
It's kind of a surprise, dude, when I think about it. It's like, how are we still alive sometimes? Yeah. You know? Like I used to catch rattlesnakes.
Oh, really?
At the golf course when I was like fucking 15 working there.
Yeah.
I caught like 9 rattlesnakes in my life. Like put something on their head, grab them by behind the head. And it's, I think about that now and I'm just like, holy shit, dude, I would never go into that. Like, I would never go near that thing.
Then what did you do with them? Just throw them down after you're done?
Yeah, I would just release them. Yeah. There's a couple.
They wouldn't come to try to fight you or bite you?
Oh, they would.
Pissed them off?
Yeah, no, they were pissed off.
Yeah.
But I was just a dumb fucking 15-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't realize fucking anti-venom at the time was probably like 80 grand. It's probably more now.
Is it really? Is that expensive?
I think like 1 vial of the anti-venom for rattles, rattlers.
Is like 80?
It's like 80 grand.
Damn.
Yeah, so
it's like over to my insurance.
I think when I learned that, that's, I was insane. Like, I'm not fucking touching one of these things.
Is that true?
Again,
so you legitimately have to pay that whole price? Like, there's no like.
Well, I mean, maybe your insurance will cover it.
Some
or,
of it.
Like, if it's accidental.
Gotcha.
Maybe. I don't know the fucking stipulations of it, but is that the right word there?
Yeah.
Was it? I surprise myself sometimes, doggy.
I don't know, dude.
I surprise myself sometimes, man.
Bad queer
fucker! No, but yeah, now it's. And then, like, the last time I did it, it was probably, like, 10 years ago, and I moved with, like, a stick.
Mm.
I moved the snake.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's way different.
It's a little better. You're growing up, dude.
I think so.
You're maturing.
Took 27 years, but I'm grown up.
Slowly maturing.
Mama, I'm an adult.
Yeah. I don't care what my dad says.
Yeah. So your dad was a Rolling Stone, huh, when you were in the womb? That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He always does. He's been like that his whole life.
Is he still...
He travels like at least three to 4 days a week.
No way. Oh, doing the same job?
In the same like
in the same industry.
Yeah, in the same industry, but yeah. Yeah, he's always been like that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
God, he plays so much golf everywhere he goes.
I don't know if he does. Maybe.
He doesn't tell you about it or tell your mama about it, dude.
She wouldn't care. She likes
when he's
like,
gone. Yeah.
In a way. She's like, all right, when are you like the weeks he doesn't leave? She's like, when are you leaving?
Yeah.
Like, you're too much.
This is enough.
Yeah, like, this is too much.
That's like, I was thinking about this on Father's Day. I was like, so Father's Day, I get to do whatever I want, you know, pretty much. And then on Mother's Day, I can just, well, like, obviously you have like a nice dinner or something, but it's like, I can just leave. Cause I mean, giving them space to on their day, like I'll take the kids somewhere, you know, and I'll fucking jet out of the house and you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of. Both of them are like Father's Day.
True.
You know?
And if you're a man or a woman, you can also celebrate Mother's and Father's Day, which is also a thing.
And there are those.
That's so gay.
There are those women, dude, pulling that extra cattle.
You see what these sicko liberals are making us do?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well.
Well.
That's where we're at, dude.
We had a time, everybody.
I'm actually really happy we didn't bash on trans this episode, dude.
That's the first
one. We've been on a ride, and I think it's CJ.
CJ triggers us.
Yeah, CJ triggers us. Because
he looks kind of trans.
And I'm hard. Yeah, no, but just for the record, let it be known that we do not like trans.
Despise.
No.
not despise, don't like.
No, dude, I was kidding. Obviously, we're big fans.
Yeah, they're all right.
Some of them. You know, just like anybody else. They're just like any other.
They're people, too.
Yeah.
Even they're against God's will.
Well, they're going to hell.
They're going to go to hell. That's true.
So.
Tranny hell.
What do you think tranny hell's like, dude?
Oh, it's a mess. Dude, it's a disaster.
I mean, it's heaven, dude.
It's probably like a nightclub.
Dildos everywhere, yeah, it's dude. Like a gay, it's a big old sex shop.
It's like that gay nightclub in Florida.
Which one, dude?
The one that closeted homosexual shot up.
Oh, yeah. He was closeted, huh?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
He came out of the closet guns ablaze.
He came out of that closet strapped up, boy. Ready to go, dude. Jeez Louise. We had to hit it at some point, dude.
Running out of the closet, yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. Man. What a good time.
Yeah.
We have. Not the shooting. Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
That was a bad moment in history.
That was a bad moment, especially for the LGBTQ plus TIA.
Not as bad as the four people missing on the Titanic tourism, though.
More concerned about that, for sure. Than a couple of gays.
That's so gay. Bad, queer, bugger.
All right, folks. Short episode this week, because I got a boogie.
Yep.
And I love you, man.
I love you, too. Hopefully, we'll all be here next week.
Maybe. What's the over-under on that? Amor.
Where aren't you?
He paused.
Amor, he paused. Yeah.